The number one rated Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Tiger Woods continued his utter domination of the PGA Tour with a stunning 19-under par, 269 win of the British Open. When did this thing end? Today or yesterday? Yesterday? Well, how come it says today on this news that you gave me? Today's story. It says here that he won the British Open today. He won it on Sunday, didn't he? So why would this say today? Maybe it's because Mike got it yesterday and then just sort of let it recycle into today's news and told me that it was from today's news. You lying sack of garbage. I'm going to come in there and shut you up permanent. How, oh man, what difference does it make? He won, right? Okay. Completing golf's Grand Slam. Now here's something I want to point out, if I may. Tiger Woods did not win the Grand Slam. Tiger Woods won a career Grand Slam. To win the Grand Slam traditionally meant, and what is the Grand Slam, by the way? Let me tell you. The Grand Slam is the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the PGA Championship. Those four tournaments called majors. Those are the four major tournaments in the year on the PGA Tour. The Masters Tournament, which is in Augusta, Georgia. The U.S. Open, which floats throughout various courses. The British Open, which is under the aegis of the sanctioning body in Great Britain, which is something like the St. Andrews Royal and Ancient Golf Club. I think that's the name of their... Over here we have the PGA, or the USGA. Over there they got the St. Andrews Royal and Ancient Golf Club. And then there's the PGA Championship, which is the championship of the Professional Golfers Association. Not that it makes any difference, but those are the four tournaments. To win the Grand Slam, you have to win those four tournaments in one calendar year. Not over the course of a career. In one calendar year, you have, that's a Grand Slam. That's what used to be a Grand Slam. Used to be a Grand Slam in tennis if you won the Australian, the French, the U.S., and Wimbledon. That's a Grand Slam in tennis in one year. But because nobody's been able to do it in one year for about 500 years, now they refer to the Grand Slam as a career Grand Slam, meaning in your career, have you won all four of those, okay? And Tiger Woods has, and a tip of the hat to that guy, man, because he's something else. And Jack Nicklaus has, and I don't think they said nobody's done that since Nicklaus in 1966. I don't know what that means. Since, in other words, Nicklaus won the final of his four Grand Slam tournaments in 1966. Now, I don't know if anybody has won it in one year. I don't know if Bobby Jones won a Grand Slam. I don't know. Byron Nelson, I mean, who? Arnold Palmer? I don't know if anybody's won all four tournaments in one year. But let's see. Tiger, did he win the U.S. Open? I guess I'm asking the wrong guy. I'm asking my producer. Read newspapers, Mike. Listen to less music and read newspapers. I want you to take all the rush that you have. Seriously. Would you do me a favor? For 1 month, don't listen to any of that crappy music you listen to. All the rush, all the government mule. Would you let me run it over with my truck? And I want you to start to read newspapers and watch the evening news. He's telling me that he hasn't listened to music in eons. When you get into that car of yours at night, you crank it up to patent pending. The latest from Ass, the new band Ass out of Denver, Colorado. Aren't you into them? Well, whatever, man. He won another one of them this year, I think. That's a Grand Slam. Not just winning four in a career. That's a career Grand Slam. But anyway, who gives a crap? But that's what it is. You know Craig? You don't know either. I'll find out. It'll take me an hour here, folks, but I'll find out whether he won the U.S. Open this year or not. Ah, forget it. I don't care. 1-800-4... You and that garbage music you listen to. I'm serious. But thanks for that Greg Allman CD, by the way. I really like. I kept it for, what, 6 months? 1-800-449-8686. I'm sure this is some wonderful genius calling us here on line one to tell us. 1-800-449-8686. We got another wonderful genius here on line two. Let's go to a call. Anaheim. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good afternoon, Phil. This is Dean Wheeler. I'm calling from Anaheim Hills, California.
Yes, sir.
Phil, I wanted to comment on your Tiger Woods comments.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I think that Tiger Woods is a tremendous. First of all, I want to tip my hat to him, too. But here's where I'm getting at. Tiger Woods, if he influences a lot of the blacks out there to take up the game of golf, I think that's a tremendous thing. And I think that means increasing numbers of black golfers on our golf courses, but I think it also means an increasing number of white golfers.
And all right, so what does that mean?
Well, Phil, what it means is, you know, if you're, I don't know if you golf or not.
Yeah, I do golf, and why don't you get to the point? What does it mean? Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think what it means basically is that you're going to have a lot of tension out there. And I love to golf. And
how are we going to have more tension out there?
Well, Phil, think about it. When you have people...
No, yep, sir. Tiger Woods is a black golfer.
Well, no, he's not. He's see, I'm not going down the race road, and I don't want you to go down that road either. He's an Asian American.
He has a black father and a Filipino mother, okay? So, okay, so are you saying he's Filipino?
Well, I'm trying to keep it out of race, and I'm trying to just talk to you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, sir. You brought up the fact that he's black, that there's white golfers out there.
I'm trying to illustrate a point, if I can be allowed to finish my point.
Okay, go ahead. But, I mean, you're telling me don't make it a racial thing.
And I'm not making a racial thing, Phil.
Then why would you say Tiger Woods is going to influence a lot of blacks to go out and play golf?
Here, if I could finish my comments.
Okay.
First of all, he is a, yes, he's a great golfer, and he's a great young African-American of black descent. He is, I think, going to influence a lot of younger blacks to play, and I want you to imagine what it's like being white and golfing. When I get out of my car, I see a beautiful mist coming off of the greens, and you'll go and get coffee, or you'll have some breakfast, Phil, or you'll... get your golf bag out of your car. You hear the click of the spikes on the cement. And
yeah, I've done all of that, sir. I golf.
Okay. If you want, and then you go out there and you get in the first tee box and things have taken a darker complexion, that's not what a lot of your a lot of the whites, I think, are going to...
Are you complaining? Let me see if I got this straight, okay? Are you...
Well, I want to be able to finish my comments.
Yeah, but okay, finish your comments, but I think I know where you're going, all right?
That's good, Phil. If I could finish my comment, the only thing I want to say is there's a lot of nervous white people. Golfing has been a refuge for them, and they have a lot of these courses where a lot of the whites...
So let's not make it a racial thing, but...
Well, Phil, I'm not, but what I want to say is that there's going to be tension out there, because more and more blacks are going to be golfing, and the whites aren't going to quite know how to deal with that. And
well, here, can I give you some advice? And now I've heard enough, and let me just tell you, okay? Okay?
Yes, sir.
First of all, they're public courses. They can golf wherever they want to.
That's the point I'm making, though. More and more whites are going to start joining clubs.
Just so they won't have to be in the same foursome with a black guy who's out there, huh?
Phil, I love Tiger Woods dearly.
Just so they won't have to be in the same foursome with a black guy. Is that what you're saying?
Phil, when you're white and you load your clubs into your car and you drive over to the course and now you hear birds and you see that coffee shop and you order some breakfast, and I'm just saying that when you get to the tee box and they got you teeing off with one, that's got a sting.
And they got me teeing off with one what?
I'm talking about a black of African-American descent. Now, Jackie Robinson was...
A black of African-American descent. You know, you got so much going on, man, that you don't got right.
Phil, I want to finish...
Well, I've been letting you finish your comments.
Jackie Robinson was a great man, a good man, a well-spoken man, and then the next thing, they let him into the game, and the next thing you know, they got that John Rocker, and he's messing everything up.
And Jackie Robinson broke the color line. What's he got to do with John Rocker?
I'm saying, Phil, that when they let Jackie Robinson into the game, all of a sudden you've got all of these guys that don't know how to behave. Jesse Owens was a classy, well-spoken, a good black. And then you get Pete Rose. You see where I'm going? And then you had Bill Russell. He was a good black. But then you get Dennis Rodman or O.J. And
well, God forbid, those are bad blacks, aren't they?
You know, Phil, my son Brian, who I love very much, is involved in a lot of music groups at school. and he admires this Tiger Woods. And what has happened is that he has, over the last couple of weeks, taken to a lot of the, what you call rap music or anything. And it really hurts me to hear him get involved in this, because I have never, for the longest time, there he is now. Brian, you want to keep it down? What he's gotten involved in is that, see, he's got it on in the kitchen right now.
What is, we'll tell your kid to turn it down.
Brian, you turn it down? So, because of...
Because of Tiger Woods, your kid is listening to rap.
Because of Tiger Woods, now he's involved in a lot of the black stuff. Turn it down, son.
What's he, walking through the house?
He's just going around in circles. And listen to that.
So what I, hold on for a minute, Dean. I want to talk to you, okay?
Okay, I'd be happy to...
Just hold on there. Okay, there's Dean Wheeler, who says that Tiger Woods' win just means there's going to be a whole lot more black guys out on the golf course, and that'll create some tension out there. 1-800-449-8686. And he mentioned that Jackie Robinson was a great guy, but because they let Jackie Robinson in the game, look what happened. Now they got John Rocker. Huh? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show. Almost forgot to say that, because we are. And there's so many people sweating, just sweating bullets as the result of most recent ratings that have come out. And we're very happy that you made us a part of your home life. 1-800-449-8686. Now, Dean is on the phone here from Anaheim Hills. Dean, if I got you right, you're saying that because of Tiger Woods' increased popularity, there's going to be more black folks out on golf courses, and that's going to make it tense for you white guys. Is that it?
Phil, no, I didn't say us white guys. And I think you're trying to make this into a racial issue.
No, you're the guy that brought up race.
I'm not bringing up race. I'm just saying that if you look at my son, Brian, who is 14 years, you can hear the music that he's playing in the background.
Well, why don't you get him to turn it down?
Brian, what my son, Brian, who looks up to Tiger Woods, and now all of a sudden there's a lot of things going on that have to do with being black, and that's in a home where, last time I checked, most of us are white. That can bring some hurt on your morning. And so that's all I'm saying.
All right, hold on, because there's a number of people who find you very, very wrong.
Well, we live in America, and you can have...
I know we live in America, and you can have the opinion you want, but I want to hear some of these folks about Tiger Woods. Austin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
He says it's not racial, but he's definitely racist. That you don't make those kind of comments about black people being on golf courses if you're not racist. Who gives a crap? Thank you.
Well, if I can respond to your comment, I would say that Jackie Robinson was a great person, and I think Hank Aaron is a great person. But we just, if you get a lot of this, the blacks on the golf course, now you've got yourself a lot of tea time.
Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do, keep them out of the restaurants, too? Are you stupid?
No, ma'am. No, I wouldn't. No, ma'am, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, there's a limited number of tea times, and if you...
Yes,
what do you mean a limited number of...
But he never goes, oh, darn, I can't golf because a black person's on the golf course.
Well, he may not articulate that.
What, are you saying that golfers are closet racists?
You know something, Phil? Of the ones that I golf with...
Yeah, you don't classify my husband as a closet racist. I'm married to him.
You know what? I'm sorry to hurt your feelings,
and
but...
your son, just because he listens to rap music, doesn't mean anything.
Can you turn it down, Brian?
All right, you're going to have to keep your son out of that.
I understand that, Phil.
Golfers are closet racists? Is that what you're saying?
You know something? If you come up to the tee box and you've been waiting all week to tee off at a beautiful course like we have here in Southern California, like Anaheim Hills or beautiful Wilson Course, north or south or wherever, Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
And there's a black guy standing there on the tee box. you know, it kind of lets a little wind out of your sails.
You don't think he paid his money or paid,
he paid his money
to get there?
No, no, I'm not saying that he didn't. It
well,
just...
then what right do you have to say that?
Well,
I
don't.
You don't like it.
I don't.
Let me ask you something. What if it was, what if the black guy standing there in the tee box was Bill Cosby?
Well, you see, that's a little bit different.
Oh, why is that different?
Why is that different? So you get to spend a whole day, 18 holes of golf, golfing with Bill Cosby.
That would be a lot of fun. There's no doubt about that.
Well,
I'm not,
how do
I'm
you
not...
know the other black guy wouldn't be a whole lot of fun?
Well, you know, it tenses me up. And
you have to face the fact, and I think a lot of these people are trying to get you to face this, Dean, you have an issue.
Well, when you hear, you know, look, at all I'm trying to say is many of the things, see, there's my son again. And it,
get him out of there, will you?
Brian, you have to get out of here.
You have a major issue. You need to get some help. You say you're not a racist, but everything that comes out of your mouth couldn't be more racist.
Well, I don't know.
What do you
I mean
think so.
You don't know.
Well, I just what about this deal with the two blacks that had the fist up in the air there at the 68 Olympics?
The 68 Olympics, dude.
Who
that's 30.
Have their fists
32
up in the
years
air
ago.
Going, hey, I won.
No, no, no. I don't think they were doing that.
All right, listen. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Are you a little nervous, Dean? Because
I think today, Phil, a lot of whites are a little nervous.
Let me ask you, how did it feel when Tiger Woods won the Masters?
Well,
it didn't feel good, did it?
Well, I saw the old cabin, and there, the old, you know, you could tell how nervous the old white man was giving him that jacket, because usually he was, you know, I mean, the only time you hand the jacket to a black guy down there is to have him take it out to dry clean it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the deal that kills me.
Here is Capitola on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just, like, kind of appalled. I think this guy just has no control over his child and what he listens to and is trying to blame Tiger Woods and all the black people in the world for what
do you golf,
he has
ma'am?
No control over.
Do you golf?
No, actually,
okay.
I have...
Well, I think you need to get some golfers because, you know,
no,
it's a bitter...
No, I have family members who do golf.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Well, I think it's a bitter disappointment as a white man to go out the...
Come on, man. I mean, you can't be this ignorant. You can't...
No, Phil, I'm trying to be... I'm trying to give voice to the frustration of a lot of white...
In other words, now there's going to be all this tension out there because a white guy doesn't know who he's teeing off with, a black guy or a Korean or something like that,
no.
Huh?
So if you're
it's
white
rough.
And you don't golf, you're ignorant?
If you're white and you don't golf, you're probably better off now. I don't know.
How about bowling? A lot of whites bowl...
Well, if I get put into a foursome with a black American African, I'm forced to spend all 18 holes talking to somebody that I have nothing in common with.
Oh, well,
so
that's your problem.
What am I going to talk about? Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Why don't you learn...
Well, I don't know.
Listen to... Is that your son?
Yeah, get out of here, Brian. Get out of here with me. Get out of here, Brian.
Here is Cheviot Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to this gentleman, and I think you're the most ignorant fool I've ever listened to. I am a groundskeeper at Cheviot Hills.
Oh, okay.
Golf course. Anyone can come and golf. Tiger Woods, for instance, has brought more people to see golf than you have probably ever done in your life.
A lot of blacks.
I'm sure of that. He has brought young people, old people.
Oh,
it doesn't matter the color of your skin. Golf is a game that anyone can play.
Okay.
Granted,
uh-huh.
in the old days... There were people who tried to segregate that, but that has been passed. That is
okay.
not in the present. You live in a very bad...
That's...
Tell your kid to turn the rap music down.
Get out of here, Brian. Go ahead.
I'm trying to say that what you're doing is absolutely wrong.
You bet.
And you sound like a foolish man, and you're not doing your son a service.
Well, you know how it is when a white guy gets teamed up with a...
No, I don't know what it's like.
All right, hold on, sir. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And with me is, well, one of many people checking in about Tiger Woods and his great victory at the British Open. Were you rooting for Tiger Woods? Did you watch the thing? See, I got to be honest with you, I didn't watch the British Open at all this year. And the reason for that is a simple one. This year, for whatever reason, I slept till about 11 or 12, and the British Open is over by 11 or 12 o'clock in the morning. And I was checking the updates. Generally, I'll watch it, but there was something about a black guy winning. I'm kidding around. Dean, are you there? You're not kidding, huh?
Well, Phil, that joke that you just made, though, is rooted in some kind of a common...
No, I you know what? I like to see great champions, and I like to see great winners, and I certainly like to see the hottest thing to come along since Jack Nicklaus's early days in Tiger Woods. And I don't know that you are knowledgeable of golf to say that there's going to be all this tension.
Well, I think you have to understand, I don't want to go into a clubhouse that serves 40-ounce beers. And if a riot were to break out on any one of these gorgeous golf courses that we have, the looting of clubhouses, I don't want...
Man, aren't you a little goofy? Let me go back to the gentleman hanging on in Cheviot Hills. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. This man's comment is just what he just said, 40-ounce beers, and this man is... You're a stupid man. Did you know a black man invented the golf tee? Did you even know that?
Well,
Calvin Peet had no place in the Professional Golfers Association?
Well, he's a tremendous golfer. No, my hat's off to Calvin Peet.
Your hat is off and you got a hole in your head. You should put it back on.
You're
a stupid fool.
No, wait.
Don't want Jews out there, too, right?
Well, you can't tell if they're Jewish or not. That's the thing. What I'm saying is...
Well, what has that got to do with it? What does that have to do with it?
No, I want to ask the guy, you work at Cheviot Hills. Is that what you said?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you guys serve 40-ounce beers or not?
No, we don't serve. First of all, nobody rides around on a golf cart with 40-ounce beers, and you're a real stupid man. Do you know that? You're just a stupid man. You're one of those people who creates more racism and hate just by the way you're talking.
Nobody wants to see a lowered golf cart out there.
Where do you live, sir?
I live in Anaheim, California.
I'm sure you do. That seems to be where a lot of people like you live.
Well, do you want to see a lowered golf cart? Do you want to see those boom boxes in the back?
Let me tell you something. A person can bring a radio on the golf course if there's headphones.
All right.
We don't allow any kind of big radios or that because it's disturbing to people that are playing.
Okay.
Anyone knows that.
Yeah,
moron would know that, but you wouldn't know it. You're stupider than a moron, you jerk.
Well, a lot of these of your African descent golfers...
Oh, I don't want to hear that. You're disgusting.
Do you know what they know?
Anyone who wants to play golf, it's a great game of skill, and it takes a certain amount of concentration. We probably wouldn't have the trouble we have
now. I need to ask you a question about Cheviot Hills. Do you guys still have all those temporary greens out there? Because
Have temporary greens. We have one of the finest golf courses in America.
Well, what about that big tire track that runs through the 18th fairway out there?
There is no tire track. You're out of your mind. You've never even been here. You're one of those guys who's probably never played golf. You just have a big mouth and you're a troublemaker.
No, sir. I remember.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're one of those. I'm a white man, and I would never think or speak the way that you do. You bring hell onto other people.
Have you gotten rid of those that temporary Andy Gump that you had near the 16th green?
What temporary? And have you golfed there?
No, but a friend of mine said that Cheviot Hills, they had an outhouse.
You don't even have friends. A man like you can't have friends. You have people who laugh behind your back.
Well, have you guys finally seeded your course, or...
What do you mean, seated?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
We have one of the finest golf courses in the United States of America.
Is there
any
hole in
a championship? We've had tremendous... an idiot.
No, do you have any hole longer than 150 yards? That's all.
It's not a par 3. It's a championship course.
It's a championship course. You know nothing about golf.
It's an executive course, right?
And bringing up Jackie Robinson into it. What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, now there was a great...
There was a young... who made some stupid
That's
comments.
Right, that's right.
All.
Jackie Robinson was a great man.
Yes,
and
a tip of my cap
to Jackie Robinson.
His name.
But that John Rocker, now that's a fool, Okay,
he
now see what happens.
He did a foolish thing, and I'm sure at
how
some
can you...
point in his life he'll understand that he did a foolish thing, but he has to deal with that. But it's people like you who perpetuate the stereotypes and the...
Well, I heard
that...
I heard
that... You're a disgusting individual. Do you know that?
Well, I heard that Cheviot Hills was about 5,500 yards. Is that right?
Cheviot Hills? You're an idiot. 5,500 yards. You're not. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Well,
you're an idiot.
Why is it that the ladies' tees are equal, are even
you're
with
an
the
idiot.
White tees?
Who puts your clothes on for you in the morning? You're an idiot.
Oh, now that's not right because
you're a jerk.
I'm just going
I'm
by what I heard.
I'll tell you what you are.
The white tees and the ladies' tees are equal distant, aren't
Let
they?
Let me tell you something right now. The black man that invented the golf tee.
Well, it was
took much longer because you'd have to dig yourself out of turf. That you're a stupid
well,
man.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You're
okay.
An aggravated
well, that's,
person. I
well,
don't
that's
understand
fair.
Why you're even on the air.
Well, that's fair, but who invented the ladies' tees? Was that a black guy?
Oh, you stupid idiot. There's no such thing as a ladies' tee. It's the same thing, you idiot. You're an idiot.
I think you're not being clear.
I'm not being clear. It's clear that you're a racist dog. That's what you are. You know, I fought...
Have they upgraded the health
See,
code
that's
there?
Why, that's why veterans fought, so you could have a place so you could say what's on your mind, but people have to remember we have to look at what you say and continue to think that you're a stupid fool. You and the rest of your hooded friends.
I don't want to park near your driving range and have my windshield put out by all those guys that are hooking the ball.
Your windshield.
Well, what happened?
You're an idiot.
How come they're constantly...
You should go through a windshield.
How come they're constantly hitting the balls in the streets out there?
There's no balls hit into the streets there. Cheviot Hills is one of the finest golf courses in America. You understand that?
Well, I understand.
And anyone, even O.J. Simpson, has golfed here, and he was permitted
there you
to
go.
Because he's an American citizen, regardless of reputation
See what I'm talking about?
Connotation.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
You guys still serve your coffee in styrofoam cups? You do, don't you? See, all of that
when
adds up.
When you serve coffee to go, of course it's in a styrofoam. Your head is made of styrofoam.
How come I can't bring a six-pack of Heineken out there with me?
We don't allow six-packs of beer in the... We don't allow that. Any decent golf course will not allow people to carry
alcohol
and be drunk on the course.
I'm going to tell
you. There's insurance reasons for that, you idiot.
But, you know, you can start getting the blacks out there, and you're going to start serving that King Mambo malt liquor and all that stuff.
Oh, you're an idiot. Do you know that? What are you? You're white, and what are you?
I'm white.
What's your nationality?
I'm a white man, and I enjoy that a lot.
You're white, but what? What are you? Irish, German, Swedish, Polish? What are you?
I'm Greek.
You're Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Greek, all right. You sound like an idiot. And if you're Greek, by the way, pal, there's a good possibility black blood runs in you. Don't you know your history?
Well, hold on.
Black Moors?
Watch it.
You watch it.
You sound like a professional wrestler. Are you Hulk Hogan?
Well, you're an idiot. You are an idiot. I can't even, Mr. Hendry.
Okay, pal. Thanks for.
I can't even talk to this man anymore.
I understand.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think you got it all wrong, and you'll see.
Yeah, I'll see. You'll be the one who sees, pal. I wish you would come here and... What's your name again, Dean?
My name's Dean Wheeler, and
Wheeler,
I'm going to... Can you get me a tee time?
I wish you'd come here to Cheviot Hills, and I'd love to see your name down on one of the tee-offs, the tee times. I would do my best to have you barred from here.
Well, wait, I'd like to get an early time.
I'd do everything I could to get you barred from here.
I'd love
You're
to get a...
You're a racist person.
I'd like to get an early time for Saturday.
Why don't you come down here on Saturday? I'll be here. Why don't you come down here on Saturday?
Okay, yeah, that's a deal. I'm coming down.
You come down on Saturday, and I'll make sure you tee off real good.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
That's a promise. We'll be... You're disgusting. You know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. You're a disgusting man.
All right, sir. It sounds like you need a drink of water or something, but thank you very much. Lincoln on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm on the radio now?
Did that guy say he put me down for 6 o'clock Saturday?
No, he didn't put you down for 6. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead. You need to turn your radio...
I'm talking.
Turn the radio down. Turn your radio down. Did you tell her?
Okay.
Turn your radio down, okay?
Okay.
All right. What the hell is that?
My son's got the music turned up. It's not them are white artists he's listening to. That's what his son being influenced by. That's a Slim Shady, and also I believe it's some porn he's listening to. Okay?
That's Eminem, so, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Eminem.
It's black sounding. That's the most important thing.
Oh, well, I guess. They ain't got nothing to do with black sounding. So when you come from talking about how black folks are is bad, okay, let's look at your...
I didn't say black people were bad.
No, that's what I'm getting from what you're saying, okay? This is what I'm interpreting, okay?
Right.
All right, this is what I'm interpreting. Now, look at your president. He's a white man. Now, see how he did things? What you consider that? Huh?
What do
He's
I consider
just worse,
who?
Okay?
Oh, I can't understand you. You're doing a lot of the urban discussion.
I'm just trying to get you to understand that you trying to say black folks is bad. Just look at our president.
I didn't say
he's
blacks
a white
are bad.
Man. And
I didn't
he's supposed
say they're
to make,
bad.
Make a good example, right? I'm just trying to get you to see that just not that what color ain't got nothing to do with it. If you're good, you're just good. If you're bad, you're just bad.
Well,
okay?
That's true.
You need to give what honor is due to. Well, Tiger was good. That's
you know,
all to it.
You know,
don't
you're
come
making...
with this talking about... because he won the game, all these 40s and all of that. It's not to just show you that black people have some class. Also, you just stereotype like, oh, God, just got the radio.
Well, how about, can I ask you, what about this rap music
here? How do you know
here?
That you don't have nothing in common with Tiger Woods? How do you know you have nothing in common with
well,
a black
what
man?
About
have you
this?
Ever sat down and talked with one?
How about this rap
no.
music?
No. I can't hear you because the radio is going in.
That's Britney Spears. That's not rap.
Isn't this hardcore rap?
See, you need to get your son under control for one thing.
I do what?
You need to get your son under control. What I'm trying to get you to
turn
you
the radio off.
Have nothing in common with a black
Brian,
man.
Turn it off, will you? Jeez, you bug me. Put on
How
some
do you
of that.
Know you have nothing in common with a black man? Have you ever sat down and talked
oh,
to one?
Oh, I've
no.
got black guys that I work with. They're
no,
great
come
with, people.
No. Because if you have some black friends, you're going to be on this radio saying the things you're saying.
Well, I didn't
you
say
see,
anything
no,
bad.
No, you don't
I just
have
said,
black friends. No, you do
the...
not. Don't come with that talking about you got a black friend. Look, I'm raised in the South.
Are you
brought
black?
Up in the South.
Are you black?
And I want to know when a white man say, I got some black friends, that means he talked to them. When he see them, hey, and how
Can
you doing?
Can I ask you a question?
No. Don't you come with that, all right?
Are you a black woman?
Yes, I'm a black woman.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. I thought I was talking
yeah,
to a
no,
wife.
No. That's, yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
Okay, That explains why you're talking the way you're talking. Come with that, okay?
You didn't know she was black.
No, I
didn't
know.
I thought she was Irish.
You
stereotype me.
No, I didn't know. You sounded like a normal woman. Not that you're abnormal, but you sounded...
See what I'm saying? You don't
I thought
judge.
You were French or something. There was an accent.
French.
I'm from down south.
Oh, God. I thought you were from Paris or something.
Man, you need
right.
help.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'll go get some then.
All right. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. And I'll tell you something.
On, so
Will you come on with that?
Brian, son, come on. Don't, you're bugging them. You're making the talk show host angry.
The Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. So yesterday I had the kids with me. I had the three. Actually, Saturday I had the three boys. See, they wanted to see Saving Private Ryan. So I said, "All right." Now a lot of you guys are going to say, "Oh, they're too young to watch these movies." No, not at all. I'm a responsible adult, and I cleared it with their mother. And the boys, the older boys, wanted to see it. So we watched Saving Private Ryan. But I said, "I'm going to tell you something. If you guys want to see Saving Private Ryan," then you're going to have to see Schindler's List. Because Saving Private Ryan's the war, Schindler's List is why the war was fought. And please resist the temptation, those of you with a college education out there, to tell me, no, Phil, the war was fought for much more than just the Jews. It was fought, I understand. But those of us who wish to revel in a certain idealism, let's just say we fought the war, because of that kind of persecution, I said, and you guys are going to watch that movie. You guys now owe me Schindler's List. Because my stepkids are half Jewish. Now, what does that mean, half Jewish? Well, their father is Jewish. Their mother is not. And there is a racial trait, if you want, not racial in the strict anthropological terms, but a blood trait to being Jewish. That is one of the 12 tribes of Israel from the Mediterranean, a Semitic people, etc. To be a Semitic person is to be one from that part of the world. Arabs are Semitic. Anyway, the kids are half Jewish. And they go to a Catholic school. Now, that's fine and dandy. They're raised Catholic. Their mother wishes them to be raised that way, and their father has no objection, and that's fine with me. I'm third on that list of decision-making. But they are half-Jewish, and a lot of their friends at school know that. Now, the eldest has a very good friend who came with a Jew boy comment to him one day. And this is a good friend of his who called him Jew boy. Now, which is not unusual for Catholics. Now, I'm not ripping on Catholics, man. But, you know, the German Catholic Church has had to pay into a fund this week to pay reparations to slave laborers. I figure there's something going on. Anyway, this kid cracked wise with a Jew boy. I called him Jew boy one day. So I said to the eldest, I said, if he's a friend of yours, you tell him, you're my friend. That's unacceptable. You don't say it again to me. And if he does it again, then you shove his front teeth down his throat. But you give him a shot. You say to him, you're my friend. I don't dig that. Don't ever say that to me again. So that when the guy says it again, he got fair warning. And I said, and then you loosen his front teeth. This is very easy. There's nothing complicated about that. If he calls you Jew boy, if he says you're a kike, if he uses any comment like that, you say, you're my friend, you don't call me that ever again. Now, if you're a stranger, that's a different story altogether, and we'll have to work that out. But you're my friend, and I'm going to let you know that is no longer acceptable. Now, if he does it again, you draw a little blood on that guy. This is very simple. Now, there may be some parents out there who think that that's wrong. You're entitled to your opinion. God bless you. This is the way it's going to be. Period. Somebody comes with a Jew boy comment. I told the eldest, Nick, you bust his nose. You get a little blood going. You put a little hurt on that guy so that the next time he opens his big fat trap and figures he's going to lay one of those out there, he's going to think again. Now, shouldn't he go to one of the teachers? And shouldn't he do? No. No, you're not going to go to the teacher. Well, shouldn't he go to the principal? No. Well, why not, Phil? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because all that is going to do with something as critical as that, as a racial comment in a religious school, like a Catholic school, all that's going to do is exacerbate that situation. All it's going to do is make him look weaker in the eyes of that individual that would come with a comment like that. And keep in mind, these are children, okay? These are kids who are under the aegis of parents, we hope. And I happen to know the parents of this one kid that came with the Jew boy comment. They're great people. They're great. They're terrific people. But for whatever reason, Jew boy slipped into the conversation. So I said, you bust his nose. And then I showed him Schindler's List. And I thought they started cracking, cracking up like, man, I don't want to see a black and white movie. Why are you making me do this? Blah, 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 blah. They were whining and wailing. And then I left because I had to go help Maria with something. For like 2 hours, I came back. These guys were glued to the TV set. I said, so there's Schindler's List. Now go out and bust some heads. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.